What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the WRFL College and NFL Football Picks episode. I am your host, Jared Cornelius, and WRFL League Commissioner. That's right. And with me, as always, is my right-hand man, the president of the Players Association, and also my co-host of the War Room, Mr. Trevor Truitt. How you doing, sir? Also had control of the Instagram today, and I think he did a fine job. I don't know if he did better than me, but he did okay. I would say he did okay. I actually had a couple people message me, and they were all like, why are you guys fighting over the Instagram? It's hilarious. See, if we got something going there. But
get a riff going.
Yeah, so... But yeah, we're here tonight. We're going to go over, like, you guys, you know, you show up every week, and hopefully if you're in the league, you're listening to this episode either tonight or tomorrow before any of the games start. That way you can't say you didn't hear our picks. That's why we do this episode. What, you think we're just doing this to fucking kill time? You think we're just killing time over here at these productions? Anyway, you guys know how it go. Okay, we're going to do the NCAA first. A lot of games, so we're going to get right into it. Trevor, like me and him were talking, I am nursing a swollen knee. I played a lot of golf. A lot of golf today. I didn't play too bad. Didn't play too good. Definitely something I'm going to want to do in the future. But anyway, so my knee hurts. So we're going to get through this together. if that's okay with y'all.
It's all right by me. That's what I've always said.
Okay. So.
I just want to, before we get started, I do want to issue out a stern warning to the players that they got a lot of lip I've heard from people that honestly don't know anything about running a league. They've never even thought about it. They're lucky that we let a woman in this group. Honestly, we did it just because if we didn't, we would be, you know, looked down upon. So we did it. So, you know, be grateful that you're in a league, and when the scores get there, they'll get there. Okay.
And don't worry, everybody, that hears Trevor like that. He is over the phone right now. He doesn't have a robotic voice now. That's, you know, so if he sounds differently, that's why. But yeah, everybody, how about this? You try to be a commissioner for a day. See how it fucking goes, okay? You went
it's
last
a lot harder than you think.
10
Nobody picks
minutes.
In order.
What people don't understand is I'm not going to write all everybody's picks down in the sacred ledger and then text them. As well as updating scores and updating fucking rankings. And I'm not doing all that. I'm doing enough. I'm running a podcast. I've stayed pretty quiet about it. I'm not going to lie. But, you know, now that I have a platform, I'm just going to say I feel triggered about it. Okay? But we're going to move on. And I'm going to let it slide. But I'm telling you right now, Mom. I'm telling you, Mom. I will fine you. I'm an adult now. I will send you a fucking fine. You can't ground me anymore. I pay rent. I pay taxes.
And
you
here's
can't
the thing
me.
Is, the Players Association president, he's not even on your side, so you have no hope when that happens. At least
and
when
he's
I'm your on your side.
He's literally your lawyer. He's the only yeah. one. If y'all ever have problems, he has to bring them to me, but he has to agree with it. If he doesn't agree, then two against none. That's how it goes there. Two against none. But yeah, guys, I don't want to hear it. You guys are having... We're having fun. We've only had one guy... one lost soldier. Maybe he'll come back. Who knows? We love you still, though. We hope that you hear this and earn courage to come back and play with your friends. So, anyway, we're going to get right to it. We got a hell of a game starting off Friday night. We got a ranked matchup between the number 22 and number 24 team. We got Nebraska going up against Illinois, and this game is in Memorial Stadium, Lincoln, Nebraska. Trevor, who do you like in this game?
It's a tough game because I know they've got that Patrick Mahomes phony at quarterback. And I'm not calling him a phony because I don't think he's good. I think he's great. I do. But I just don't like how he's taking it too far. I'm going to have to side with Big Cat on this one. He's taking it too far. But I don't know. I feel like it's in Nebraska. I do think this is going to be a close game. And Illinois has got some good wins. I mean, they beat Kansas. I think I'm going to have to go Nebraska. I'm going to go straight up, though.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking on this one. I can't wait to watch it. I'm really hoping that Nebraska is able to pull it off. my dad and Jason actually had them in the top 12. And, I mean, if they keep winning games, I mean, they got lucky with Illinois getting in the top 25 this week because this is going to be a ranked game for them to have towards their strength of schedule, which I guess doesn't matter as much as it used to, but when it's going to come to a team like
Nebraska.
Yeah,
I mean, even if they lose to Ohio State and they still beat USC, they could get in. But if they win both of those games, they're, you know, probably top three. So,
I mean, for sure. So, I mean, I'm rooting for them. I like Nebraska. I've always rooted for them. So, I'm taking them straight up.
I've always rooted for them.
I do. I mean, I always have. I loved when Nebraska was in the Big 12. There were so many better games in Missouri and all of them were in it. I thought it was a better conference then. So, anyway, up next we have Marshall going up against Ohio State. Trevor, who do you like?
Yeah, I'll keep this short and sweet. Ohio State, double down. If I could quadruple down, I would.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to ride the Ohio State train on that as well. Both of my top two picks are looking very good. I don't know if I mentioned this, but Texas is back number one. And I think soon Ohio State will take the number two spot. But I'm also going to take Ohio State double down. This should be a good old-fashioned beat down right here. So, yeah, I'm going to agree. Ohio State double down. Up next, we've got NC State versus back in the top 25. We got Clemson. Trevor, who do you like?
This is honestly I think it's going to be a close game because I'm not sold on Clemson because they, you know, I mean, yeah, they got their ass kicked by Georgia, I understand, but still, I haven't seen a lot of good things from Clemson in many years. But I'm going to go with Clemson. I'm only going straight up, though. I don't feel confident up to double down.
You know, I've been thinking about this game because when I saw it on the schedule, I was like, man, this is always a tough matchup for Clemson, NC State.
They're a hard team, man. They always
are. If they were to go out and beat Clemson, it might put them in the top 25 because they always linger around that top 25 spot. I'm taking NC State straight up in this game. I think it's going to be a low-scoring, hard-fought game. I think NC State's going to take it away. I'm taking them straight up. I do think it'll be a good game. I don't think it'll be an ass-beating either way, personally. So, yeah, I'm going NC State straight up on that one. Up next, we've got Iowa State going up against Arkansas State. Trevor, who do you like in this?
Arkansas State played pretty good against Michigan last week. But it's in Iowa State. I'm going to roll with Iowa State, and I'm going to go ahead and double down.
Yep, sorry, I was writing mine in. Yeah, I'm going to go Iowa State, and I'm also going to double down. It being in Iowa is going to be a big advantage for the Cyclones, so I'm going to go with them. Up next, we got Kent State versus Penn State. That's not going to be hard to say. who do you like in this, Trevor?
I'm going to go with Penn State, double down. They're favored by 49, and I think if it was legal to bet in Oklahoma, I'd be taking that 49-point spread because Penn State likes to fuck games over like these. So I wouldn't be surprised if they're in a tight battle with these shitholes.
Yeah, I would definitely bet against the spread on this game. I don't see – there's no way that they're going to cover that. That's not the kind of team they are. But so I'm going to go Penn State double down, but I would not double down on the over-under or the spread there.
No,
sorry.
No. Yeah.
So anyway – up next, we've got a top 25 five-point game matchup between USC and Michigan, defending national champions coming off a win against Arkansas State. USC seems to have a pretty legit defense. They had a pretty good week one win. Trevor, who do you like in this game?
This is honestly a really tough game to pick because you don't know what Michigan you're going to get. Are you going to get what you got week one? Are you going to get what you got week two? If you got week two, then it's going to be tough. I do think USC's defense is as good as it's been in a long time. But, you know, hey, UC fans, don't get too happy because Lincoln Riley will fuck it up somehow. He always does. That being said, I'm going to go with USC straight up, though.
I'm going to go USC double down on this game. I have a lot of confidence in them. I looked at Michigan's schedule. They're going to beat teams that they should, and they're going to struggle against really good teams. And I don't see this game going much better for them than the Texas game went, honestly. So they're just not the same team, but they're going to put up a fight. But I'm going USC double down because I want that 10 points, baby. Up next, and you should too if you're out there listening, double down USC, take it to the bank. Up next, we've got LSU, who fucking survived in against South Carolina by an asshole's hair. And they got me my points. And that was one of those games last week in the war room where it was split across the league. Half the players went for LSU, the other half South Carolina. It would have been great to have been watching the game all together to watch half the room go, oh, and the other room go, yeah.
Yeah, so. It was a back and forth game. It was a great game.
It was a great game. Yeah, no, it really was. Well, who do you like? You like LSU or do you like UCLA?
I'm going to go with LSU, double down, I think. You know, they won that close game. I think South Carolina's not a bad team. I really think that they played pretty good. They just had a fucking kicker who's the fucking fourth-string fucking kicker they picked up, and he's the longest field goal he's ever kicked is 50 yards, which I realize that is long, but in terms of kickers and being, you know, a really good kicker – 50 yards is your longest, and you can hold, that's your reach is 50 yards. I don't like it. LSU double down.
Yeah, I agree. I think South Carolina LSU is always a good matchup, and I mean it was a good game. I mean that's another way to look at it.
It was in South Carolina too. So
yeah, it was a good game, and it was the first I believe SEC matchup for LSU. So. I mean, it was a good game. Yeah. South Carolina doesn't suck by any means. They're going to win some games this year, and they're probably going to go to the bowls. So, but I'm going to take LSU double down because I think they should, you know, they're going to welcome UCLA to the SEC, I think. Up next, we've got Miami, but not in Florida, not the Cuban fun one. We've got the Miami of Ohio, which, let's be honest, is a bunch of white people wearing flannels. Up, who do you like, Trevor?
I'm going to go with Notre Dame, double down.
Oh, you're going to double down. I thought you said that they might not get another one.
Listen, they said they might not get another one. I'm telling you, I want to go on record right now. If Notre Dame loses this game, this is like a retirement match in the WWE's
Did you not see how many points they put up on Purdue? Did you see they scored 66 against Purdue? I think they made up. For that loss.
Yeah, I do. But still, I mean, listen, they didn't make up for it. They didn't make up for it.
They went out there better.
And got kicked by fucking me and you playing football, okay? I'm going to go with Notre Dame, double down. If they don't win this game, I will never double down on Notre Dame ever again, ever. And if I ever say I do, I want you to not count it because I forgot that I said that, so...
Even if there's a fire, you won't double down?
Even if there's a fire.
Yeah, I'm taking Notre Dame double down. My confidence isn't shaken. It was a bad week. They have bad week twos all the time. They'll be fine. They should have no problem winning out. USC might be a tough game, but I think they could beat them. But, yeah, up next, interesting matchup, ACC head-to-head. We got Georgia Tech going up against Louisville, who's still in the top 25. Georgia Tech not in the top 25 because they lost to Syracuse and fucked me out of points. That's what happened. Anyway, who are you liking this game, Trevor? It's a tough one.
This is a tough one because – Louisville has only played fucking two games, first of all, and they beat some complete shitholes for teams. I feel like Georgia Tech's going to get it done. I'm going to go Georgia Tech straight up.
Yep, I'm with you. I'm going Georgia Tech straight up. I think they're going to be a physical team. It's going to be a lot for Louisville to handle. So I'm going to go Georgia Tech straight up, though. Up next. Speaking of those dirty cocksuckers that beat Notre Dame.
I just now saw that.
Yep, we got Northern Illinois versus Buffalo. This should be a riveting game. Who do you like in this one, Trevor?
I'm going to go with Northern Illinois straight up. I'll just give them respect for beating Notre Dame. That's what this is.
Yeah, I'm going to go Northern Illinois and double down because I know Buffalo, and they are not a good football program. So I'm going to go Northern Illinois. Northern Illinois has been respectable in the last 10 years before they had a pretty good quarterback that was a Heisman candidate within the last 10 years. All right, up next, we've got a pretty good top 25 matchup again worth 5 points. We got a few of them this week. We got Utah going up against Oklahoma State. Trevor, who you like in this one, pal?
This is going to be a good game. But I think I'm going to have to lean with Utah. And I'm going to double down on Utah.
Fuck yeah, me too, dude. Yes! Utah, double down.
I had a close scare with Arkansas. Easily could have lost. Should have lost if Arkansas, you know, pulled their dick out of their ass at any point in the third or fourth quarter. They didn't. And I think Utah, they're a really good team in close games. So I think even though it's in Stillwater, I still think they're going to get it done.
Couldn't agree more, man. I'm going Utah double down. This is going to be OSU's first L of the season. Book it now. Up next, we've got Missouri versus Vanderbilt, the self-proclaimed worst team in the SEC. Trevor, who do you like?
I'm going to keep rolling Mizzou double down.
Couldn't agree more. I'm taking Mizzou double down. They haven't done me wrong this year. They really came in for me against Boston College. I was a little skeptical, but they went out and took care of business. Up next, we got a little Florida fucking showdown here. It's like fucking the Allman Brothers versus Skinner. We got Miami versus Southern Florida. Trevor, who do you like? Which they're both in the southern part of Florida, if you think about it.
I like what Miami's got going over there, man. They got a good offense, and they always got a tough defense, obviously. But, I mean, they've been just fucking – they've been pulling their dick out on teams. I mean, they scored 170 points in three games. That's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's not bad. It's not bad. They've also only given up 26 points. And one of those teams is Florida. So I like what Miami's doing. Double down Miami.
Yeah, I'm with you. They should go out there and take care of business. Southern Florida, not very good. And I'm saying that because if Miami loses to them, not good for Miami. They're going to be on my shit list if they lose to this game. Let's just say that. Oh, boy.
Yeah,
speaking of a team in Oklahoma that's going to take their first L in Oklahoma, two L's, two for one. In one day, we got Tennessee's coming to town. And Josh Heupel, he isn't coming to wave at the crowd. He's not coming to ask for love. Yeah. He's coming to put his fucking foot in the ass of the Oklahoma Sooners. Trevor, do you have the guts to take your team? Or are you going to pick the team that's actually going to win? You tell me. Tell me, Trevor. I'm waiting.
Listen, this is a storyline buildup here. I mean, you got Josh Heupel. Won us our last national championship. Who was his defensive coordinator whenever he was doing that? Brent Venables, back now coaching his team. He had one bad year as a quarterback, offensive coordinator coach, and we told him to fuck off. He's probably a little pissed off. He's coming in here. He's writing down and like, this has been a tough game. It's been a tough game to pick. I've been thinking about it all day. I want to pick OU. I do. Tennessee looks good, but also Tennessee hasn't played anybody. I know Tennessee's good. I know they're good early. I know they got a great offense, and I know that we don't have a great offense. We've got a quarterback that can run, but that's about it.
Yeah, y'all also haven't played anybody.
I didn't say we did.
I know, but you pointed out. You pointed out. So this will be y'all's toughest matchup of the year.
Oh yeah,
so
for sure.
We're gonna really see who's good between these two because I think played the same level of competition.
Sometimes you take all those things, you got them right there, and you just slam your fucking hand down on Max Bet, and you say, "Boomer fucking Sooner, double down."
You know what? I'm happy. I'm happy that you did that because. You know what? You know what's funny? We're not even in the same conference, but I still made this pick based off what you were going to pick. So I'm going Tennessee double down, and I'm telling you right now, OU fans, if you're out there listening, it ain't going to be pretty, okay? It's going to look like Josh Heupel's chin. It ain't going to be pretty, but he's going to be shaking it after he whoops y'all's ass and plants the Volunteers flag at fucking the 50-yard line. I'm telling you right now it's happening. Book it! double down, Tennessee Volunteers. They're going to volunteer to clean up after the tornado hits Norman, okay? They're going to volunteer to place people in new homes. They're going to volunteer to fucking feed the children of the crying OU fans because their team can't beat them. That's what I'm fucking betting on tonight, okay? Woo! Anyway, up next, we got Bowling Green versus Texas A&M. Trevor, who are you liking this one?
Yeah, talk about taking a step down.
This is a big step down.
I'm going to roll Texas A&M double down here.
That's like watching Hulk Hogan in the Ultimate Warrior fight, and then like next is, I don't know, the Honky Tonk
yeah,
Man
Eugene,
versus
William Regal,
Doink the Clown.
Tag team. Yeah.
So who are you going with?
Texas A&M double down.
Yeah, I don't even think it needs to be discussed. Urban Meyer ain't in Bowling Green anymore. Anyway, up next, we've only got a four more games. We got Ole Miss versus Georgia Southern. Who do you like?
Yeah, I'll take Ole Miss double down. My God, the SEC just packing the top 10 out here. They've just got, whenever this gets into conference play, good God, have we got something to look for? I mean, because it is just starting to get into conference play in the next couple weeks. We've got some fucking just nasty bangers to watch.
I think we're officially in it, aren't we?
Well, I'm saying, like, whenever we get into where everybody every week is playing conference play.
Okay, yeah, I got you. So
I think it really starts next week and the week after. But, yeah, I mean, we've got – because, I mean, you got just got – yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. But, yeah, Ole Miss double down.
Yep, I'm going to agree with you. They should go take care of business. But again, I would never be surprised by anything Lane Kiffin does. So you keep talking about Ole Miss. They ain't going to be in the top 10 at the end of the season. We'll just say that. I don't know when, but it's going to happen. Oh, it's going to happen. I can't wait till that certain game that I'm talking about where the tide rolls in and ends this whole charade of Lane Kiffin's a good coach. That's what I think's going to happen. Anyway. But we're in agreement on that game. Up next, we've got the best team in college football going up against Louisiana Monroe. Who do you like, Trevor? Are you going to take Louisiana Monroe?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Texas double down here. If UNL Monroe beats him, then
I'll quit the league. I'll quit the league. I'll never play again. I've been talking so much shit about them. They can't let me down. I got to go Texas triple down.
Down.
I don't know, man. We're really cleaning up against teams that normally we would have good games with and make you go, I don't know. We beat UTSA, who has been pretty good the last few years, good enough that they're going to the fucking Pac-12. Usually that would have been a good game. We beat them. Not only did we beat them 56-7, Arch Manning came in and had an incredible game. I think we could win the national championship with either of our quarterbacks. And the fact he's going to be there next year, we're in good shape. So this is the kind of game you go out and you put 70 points up on a team. So I'm going Texas double down. Don't let me down, okay? Don't let me down, because I swear to God, if OU wins and you lose, I can't even imagine it. Anyway. Up next, interesting matchup. We've got some Baptists from Kansas State going up against the Mormons up in BYU. Trevor, who do you like? This is a good game.
This is an interesting game, and I'm kind of surprised that BYU isn't ranked. But Kansas State, I'm going to roll with them, double down. They always, like, they're very good early in the season. They'll get up there high, and then they'll probably lose here in a couple weeks to somebody they shouldn't lose to, and then they'll fuck somebody's season over at the end of the year.
Yeah, probably. I mean, that's why I'm taking them straight up against BYU. I like physical football teams. Kansas State is physical. I've never known of BYU to be a particularly physical program. So I'm going to go with K-State. Straight up, though, because here's the thing. I don't like it because BYU can throw the ball all over you, and that's how you negate physicality. So I'm going K-State straight up. And now we've come to the last game and the War Room game of the week. We've got the undefeated JMU, James Madison University, versus North Carolina, both undefeated. Trevor, who do you like?
North Carolina, straight up.
Yeah, I'm going to go North Carolina straight up just because JMU scares me. And also, I want to be able to root for him against North Carolina. But I do think North Carolina's going to end up winning this game because I want JMU to win so bad. They're not. So that's just how that's going to work. That's how my life works. So, you know, when you really want a team to win really bad that you just know they could, you know, theoretically they could win. They're not gonna, you know what I mean? But I think it'll be a good game. JMU always plays those fucking Virginia and North Carolina and like those Carolina teams tough because it's the crosstown rivalry feel of it, you know? So I think it'll be a good game and I'm excited about it. That's why I picked it. And you know, it's also, you can't base it off of a record. So you have to take JMU seriously based on their record. And with that, that is going to be the end of the WRCAA NCAA picks. I have to say them both for copyright reasons. Anyway, up next, we've got the main event. We've got the NFL. And let me just say, everybody sucked last week. I'm off to a bad start. Trevor's off to a bad start. And this is our fucking league.
We're in the basement, buddy. Like, we're fucking...
Like, we're both the first two out of the playoffs. Like, I have got to fucking come back big in a big way this week. So, I'm... Whoo! I might be pulling a playbook out of... A play out of Jason Cornelius' old playbook, because now he refuses to double down on anything. So, he's just going to get minimum points. He's playing Josh's playbook. So, I don't know. This is a big week. I really need some fucking points. Trevor, you really need some points.
Yeah.
I thought my 16 points in week one was bad, but you're 10. You and Luke scoring 10, especially Luke, because he's been a very consistent scorer. It's really shocking. I'm not going to lie. Colton
week
scored
two,
zero.
Actually,
I should say Colton didn't score. Like, whenever I, like, try to add up all of his points, I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, that sucks. So, you know, but he's still got more points than me and you. He's got 20 more than you and 12 more than me. That's bad. And then Trey, I got to give a, he's been off to a hot start. He's already in the hundreds. But, you know, it's a long season. You know, it's a long season. So I if you can hear the panic in my voice, I need to win some fucking games.
Yeah, we're like coaches on the hot seat here. Like,
that's what I'm saying, man. It's our league and we're fucking, what are we doing here?
They can't say it's rigged.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why when people are like, oh, we got to make sure of the points. Like, dude, do you think I would give myself 16 points? I'm the all-time leading scorer in the WRFL. You think I would allow this 16 one week and 24 the next? That's ridiculous. It's unacceptable. I'm beating myself every day. Trying to make better picks. I'm trying to think smarter. I'm coaching myself so hard because in my program, we win. So, God damn it, I'm going to win this week. I'm going to be the scoring leader this week. Trevor, you're in my conference, so I'm sorry, buddy. You're going to have to come in second. But, you know, we can both score over 100 and get back in this fucking game. So, anyway, up first, and this is the hardest game to pick because... Yeah. Me and Trevor had a little pack going, but now...
Yeah, I know, we did.
Who knows?
If it would have, you know... Yeah.
This is a tough one. It worked for us last week. It didn't work the week before.
It worked the week one. We just, you know, we didn't get the points. We just got the result we wanted in terms of fans, but...
Yeah, but here's the thing, Trevor. I think I'm at the point where if we're not going to try to go win the Super Bowl, we should not win games.
I get that, but at the same time, I think that we go out, we play hard-nosed football, we show people that, hey, we've got something going here, and then we just, you know, we get a top 10 pick and we start getting some free agents signing here, believing into what we're doing, and not just lay down.
I don't know. I think we should get another top 5 pick and get a generational receiver.
I mean, I think we still can. I think we're going to be a team that probably wins 4 or 5 games this year, but we're not going to get blown out. We're going to be in every game. We're going to lose a lot of close games.
Well, sounds like a fun year for a Patriots fan. So let's get into it, Trevor.
Yeah.
We got our beloved Pats are taking on the Jets this Thursday, which, you know, to be fair, The Patriots have absolutely owned the Jets the last 20 years. I don't even remember the last time the Jets won. But I think it was 2011 or whenever Fitzpatrick was there. It's been a long time. I know Belichick looks like a fucking 9-game winning streak against them whenever he left. Who do you like, Trevor? Are you sticking with our thing, or are you going to try to pick based off who you think's going to actually win?
I'm going to go with the Jets, but I'm not doubling down because the last thing I want is my team to win and then kick me in the nuts and make me lose 10 points. So
yeah.
I'm already down and out right now.
You know what? I'm going to follow you. I'm going to follow you on that. I'm going to go Jets straight up. It's a win either way. If the Jets win, we get 10. If the Patriots win, we don't lose anything. And the Patriots win. So, and they beat the Jets. So it's a win-win. I think it's the best way to do it.
Yeah, I think so as well.
Up next, tough game to pick. We've got the Chargers, who are undefeated, going up against the undefeated Steelers, who somehow made me look ridiculous around Trevor last week. Whenever I called him fucking crazy for taking the Steelers double down against the Broncos, I was wrong, and I got to give it up to him. But who do you like this week, Trevor?
This is going to be a tough game. It's in Pittsburgh. But I think that it's a tough one. They're just like fucking getting so much minimal play from the fucking quarterback. It's ridiculous.
But the defense is so fucking good.
Oh, it's literally winning them games. Like,
but the Chargers are going to try to run the ball, which I wonder if they're going to even be able to. But they do have Justin Herbert, who is a pretty good quarterback.
Yeah, apparently didn't practice Wednesday, too, because he's questionable for the game now also.
You just made my fucking mind up for me.
I think I'm going to go with the Chargers straight up.
Yeah, I fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice. I actually took the Steelers week one. I was one of the only ones that did. I'm going to take them now because it's in Pittsburgh. It's a week three game. This is whenever they do that most of their winning is early. The Chargers are due a loss. He's going to lose. And I just don't think that they're going to be able to handle what the Steelers defensively are going to throw at him. And because it's at home, I think the offense will play a little better. So I'm going to go Steelers straight up on this one. They're going to keep rolling this week with 80 yards passing. I don't feel very confident in that, but again, I'm not doubling down. Up next, War Room game of the week at noon. We've got the Texans up against the undefeated Vikings, with Sam Darnold. Trevor, who do you like in this one?
This is going to be a tough game here. The Vikings have put some fucking magic together the past couple weeks. They confirmed that anytime the Vikings and the 49ers play, I'm picking the fucking Vikings because they always fucking pull some bullshit.
You know, they did a stat and it said that the 49ers haven't won in Minnesota since the early 90s.
Oh my God.
So I'm definitely not picking them if it's in Minnesota.
That being said, this is in Minnesota, but I like what the Texans are doing. I think that juice is going to start running out of Sam Darnold. He might see a couple ghosts, and I'm going to go with the Texans.
Straight up. The suspense is killing me. Trevor. I think I hear movement. I don't think you can hear me.
You there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, yeah.
Texans straight up?
Texans straight up, yeah.
The War Room game of the week is either very helpful or it fucks people over. I'm terrified to do this, but I'm so desperate for points.
Oh, God.
I'm going to take the Texans and I'm going to double down. I just think they're the better team. And I do not believe Sam Darnold's good. I do not. Anybody's going to look good with fucking Justin Jefferson as their wide receiver, who I understand got hurt in the third quarter last week. So, and they're already down a bunch of players. Yeah, I'm going Texans double down. Don't feel great about it. But anyway, up next, we've got a pretty interesting matchup, hard to pick. We've got one team that has scored over 40 in the first 2 weeks, and the other team that looked like a fucking, you know, good strong hard on for three quarters and then just went limp in the fourth. The Philadelphia Eagles. Trevor, who do you like in this one?
God, this is a tough one here. Because I feel like at some point that fucking... That, here's the thing. A lot of people are high on the Saints, and I get it. They fucking kicked ass the first 2 weeks, all right? But I've seen the Saints do that a lot of times. And then I've seen them fucking just shit the bed.
The last time they scored 40 points in the first two opening games, they won the Super Bowl. Just putting that out there.
Well, I'm just as far as like starting out good and Derek Carr looking good.
He didn't look good last year. He looked like shit the whole year.
I just don't believe. I didn't say he looked good last year. I'm just saying the Saints have done this before. I'm going with the Eagles straight up.
Well, you know what? I do think it's for real. I do think it's real, Trevor. You're wrong. I'm going Saints straight up because they're going to come marching in.
Oh, when the Saints come marching in.
Why, Eagles? Why? Up next, we've got the Broncos up against the Buccaneers, who probably had one of the most impressive wins of the last week. I got to give them major props. They're going to be a problem in the NFC. And it looks like the NFC South's going to be tougher than people expected with the Bucks.
Minus Carolina. They're about to fall off the earth. Ooh. They're about to be the Oklahoma City fucking Panthers.
Ooh, bring them home. We'll change them to the Wildcats because that's what we have here. Anyway, we got Broncos versus Bucks. Trevor, do I even need to ask?
I'm going to go with the Bucks. Double down. The Broncos, I mean, they look like, I mean, I feel like there's more hope than there was last year just because the expectations aren't there. And Bo Nix is just, he's older, but he's still a young quarterback in the NFL. And I think he's a future quarterback, but it's not happening right now. Like what the Bucs are doing, the defense is looking good. Baker's looking good. He's playing smart for the most part. I'm going to go with them double down.
Yeah, I agree. Like I said, I like what they're doing. They got a good team. Good chemistry. The defense is playing good. They just got a really good win in Detroit against a team a lot of people think is going to win the Super Bowl, at least go to it. I'm going to go Bucks double down. Up next, we've got the Packers without Jordan Love. Doesn't matter. They're just going to run the ball 40 fucking times, and Josh Jacobs is going to have 140 yards. Packers, who fucked me last week technically by beating the Colts, who I doubled down on to beat them.
Yeah, me too, buddy.
They're taking on the Titans, who have one of the three stooges at quarterback, who has found a way to blow two straight games. Yet Bryce Young, who has to fight for his life every play, is getting benched. It's ridiculous. Trevor, who do you like in this one? It's kind of hard
to
pick.
The Green Bay Packers double down. I think they're just going to run it down their throats. The Titans probably blow it again. I like the Packers here. I hope they don't fuck me over. They fucked me over in week one. They fucked me over in week two.
The Titans probably blow it again. I'm going to go Packers straight up. It's going to be hard for me to pick them and double down because without the quarterback, Malik Willis could go out there and really fuck him over. And the Titans have a pretty good defense, so that's another thing to consider. Up next, we've got the worst team in the NFL versus the Cleveland Browns. Trevor, who do you like?
I'm not picking Daniel Jones, so Browns double down. I'm legally binded. I can't pick him.
I am not, but I'm refusing. It's like I'm a guy that goes to the nut house on his own so I can technically leave when I want. I'm going Browns double down. They really came back and proved a lot of people wrong in a way last week by beating the Jaguars, who a lot of people think is a playoff team, and that's why you didn't hear a lot about that Browns win, because it makes people look bad that they wouldn't beat Trevor Lawrence, who I don't understand what people see in him other than his beautiful hair. Up next, we've got so Browns double down. We got the Bears versus the Colts. Two young quarterbacks. Two young teams. Trevor, who do you like?
I'm going to fucking go with the Colts. Double down. I think they're going to get it done. Anthony Richards is going to finally get a win. They need a win.
Oh, yeah.
They've been in two close fucking games. They should have won the fucking second game. The first one, I know it.
Hey, you know what?
Played the Texans. But listen, you should have went in there and took care of Green Bay. You better get it done now. Double down, Colts.
Yep, I'm with you, buddy. Anytime I can pick against the Bears and Caleb Williams and double down, I'm going to take that opportunity. Not because I hate the guy, but because I don't believe in them as a team or their Super Bowl aspirations. So Colts double down. I'm a big Anthony Richardson fan. He's great. Up next, we got a five-point game at 3 o'clock. Arguably the worst team in the football besides the Giants. The Panthers with Andy Dalton blast from the past. Playing quarterback in lieu of their 5'5" quarterback that just got benched against the Raiders, who pulled off a hell of a victory against a very good team last week. Who's kidding? Who put the Ravens in a really bad spot? Nobody had the Raiders winning last week. I got to give it to them. Trevor, who do you like in this?
I don't. Andy Dalton. Bryce Young is not the problem. First of all, in Carolina.
No, it's the team.
Is nobody's fucking blocking. Like, these are the people that are offensive linemen and blocking in Carolina are the guys that I'm screaming at in NCAA because they're just fucking watching them go by.
Yeah.
And running backwards.
And he has Adam Thielen, 38-year-old Adam Thielen, to throw the ball to. They got rid of DJ Moore, who was arguably one of the better receivers in football.
Yeah.
Like, that made no sense. Why would you get rid of what would have been his best weapon? But having Adam Thielen as your best weapon, yeah, they have not done anything to set up.
Adam Thielen, I loved him. He was great in Minnesota, but guess what? That was like 4 years ago.
Yeah, it's
Thielen
over.
Was never the like number
That's
one.
That's exactly what
guy.
I was getting to. Adam Thielen is effective if he's the third
he's
option.
Julian Edelman.
If
he's
the
great.
Third option, I wouldn't say he's as good as him, but yeah, I get
I
what you're saying.
He's a model after Julian
yes.
Edelman. We're like, he can make plays.
But remember when Edelman was our number one guy? Like, it just wasn't working because
yeah,
he can't.
If he's getting doubled, yeah, he's not going to get catches. Like, he's just – that's just what he is. But, yeah, I'm going to go with the Raiders double down. You know, I will say Minshew's actually grown on me a little bit. He's turned into a – borderline starter / really solid backup. I like him. I'm going to go with the Raiders double down.
Okay. I am also going Raiders double down. This should be a pretty easy 10 points for everybody if they choose to double down. Up next, we've got the Dolphins versus the Seahawks, which I think would have been a much better game had Tua not been placed on the IR after his unfortunate concussion. They're going up against a undefeated Seahawks team who Geno Smith is playing really good football right now. Makes me happy. I love Geno Smith. Trevor, who do you like?
Who's even the fucking Dolphins starting quarterback?
It'll be Skylar Thompson.
Yeah, okay. Well, you told me enough. I'm going to go with Seahawks double down.
I really hope they don't go out and beat the Seahawks out of pride because Tua's hurt. That would really suck for us. Because I'll tell you what else is going to suck, having to pick this next game because,
it's a must win.
It's
a must-win for both of them.
It's a must-win for both of these teams. We've got an AFC-NFC matchup. We've got the Baltimore Ravens going up against the Dallas Cowboys. I'm taking the Seahawks double down. Yeah, sorry. Seahawks double down. We got the Ravens taking on the Cowboys. Trevor, I've been struggling with this one, honestly, and I don't ever – want to have to pick the Cowboys, but I mean, sometimes you got to be honest. But also, I'm not saying that I'm going to pick them, but I'm just saying it's been a struggle. Who do you think is going to win this game?
This is going to be a good game. This is a must. Like I said, it's a must win for both teams. The Ravens. They were a couple cunt hairs away from possibly winning that game if they go for two in week one. Guys, didn't matter. It was a loss. They come out, probably think, ah, we're going to roll through the Raiders because they played like shit last week and we should have beat the Chiefs. Well, guess what? You fucked up. The only thing that I will say that the Ravens did besides fuck me last week is on the last play of the game, I needed Lamar Jackson to get 25 rushing yards, and he ran for 28 and won me $100. And that never happens whenever something crazy need to happens. Because I looked at my phone because I thought I was like, I fucking lost this one. And then I looked at it, and I was like, hang on, 48? He got 48? He got 48? So that's the only good thing that happened. And for that, Lamar Jackson, I'll pay you your respect, and I think you're going to go into Dallas, and I think you're going to put your fucking throbbing hard black cock in their ass and fucking double down on him.
See, I think I'm going to go Ravens. I don't know about doubling down. I mean, Dallas just lost their first game at home in like 16 or 17 straight games, so I'm not going to take them lightly. I don't think they're going to lose by as much as they lost to the Saints every week. But I am going to take the Ravens straight up on that one. And then up next, our next 5-point game, we got the Lions taking on the Cardinals, who looked pretty solid the first 2 weeks. They blew a lead against the Bills, but they sure made it up against the Rams last week. Yep, depleted Rams, who are just, again, being fucking killed by fucking injury. Luckily, it looks like they get a bye week this week. Trevor, who do you like in this game, Lions or Cardinals? Lions coming off of a surprising loss. Not to you and some other people in the war room, but to a lot of people at home. I know it would have been a tough game, but who do you like in this game?
This is going to be a really interesting game to watch. Honestly, I wish that this was the Sunday night game. I feel like it'd be better than the Chiefs and Falcons, but it's not, unfortunately. But that being said, I mean, people were, you know, in week one were shitting on Marvin Harrison. Oh, he didn't get any catches and in his first fucking game. He comes out in fucking, you know, has over 100 yards receiving in his second one. So, you know, shut the fuck up. This is a tough game to pick. It really is, and the only thing I'm concerned on is that I'm not doubling down.
I think it comes down to coaching, in my opinion.
I think it comes down to big plays. James Conner, you got to give it to him. You know what I mean?
I'm going to give it to you like this. Aiden Hutchinson's going to be in Kyler Murray's face the whole fucking game. That dude is going to have 20 sacks.
I'll take Arizona straight up.
Like I said, and I respect your pick because it is a tough game, but I think this game's going to come down to coaching and mental toughness. And the Lions just lost a game that they feel like they could have won if they had done a couple things. They're going to come out angry and hungry. I think they're going to cause problems for Kyler all fucking game, because one way to get him off his game is by putting a lot of pressure on him and make him underthrow the ball or overthrow the ball. And I got to believe that the Lions are going to bounce back after a heartbreaking loss to a very good football team. So I'm going to go Lions double down. I need the points, for one. I'm going to be honest. Number two, I believe in them. And number three, like I said, I think the coaching is going to be the difference, and the Lions have a better coaching staff. So I'm going Dan Campbell and the Lions double down. And now for our Sunday night football game worth 10 points. We got the Chiefs, defending champs, rolling on through the season. Had a very tough game against the Bengals. Literally only won by a point, but that's always a close game. You really can't. You got to take that with a grain of salt. They're going up against the Falcons, who, again, I will give them this. Due to the errors of the coaching staff of the Eagles, the Falcons were given a minute 40 instead of 40 seconds to get down the field and score a touchdown, and by golly, they did it. They went down there and scored. A lot of teams get the opportunity. They blow it. The Falcons didn't. I got to give it to them, but I got to believe that if the Eagles had Bill Belichick as their coach, they would never have even given the ball back to the Falcons with less than 40 seconds. So So, you know, that being said, Trevor, who do you like in this game, Chiefs or Falcons?
I hate even saying this, but this feels like a trap game. It really does. But I'm going to go with the Chiefs double down.
Again, this is going to be coaching, and it's Mahomes versus a Kirk Cousins
and
led
Arthur
team.
Smith, he's going to the fucking the Ring of Fire or whatever the fuck he is. So
he's at the Steelers now. He's the OC of the Steelers.
No. Yeah, but he's... Hang on, he's... What's it? Maybe it's not him. Maybe it's somebody else.
Yeah, because Arthur Smith, he's the offensive coordinator of the Steelers. He was the head coach of the Falcons, but he got fired because he went 7-10 three straight years, and they were all like, buddy.
Arthur Blank, the owner.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah.
You know, the guy's most famous for coming on the field a little too early and then getting his fucking old dick shoved up his ass by the Patriots.
Yeah, he'll never live that down until the day he dies when he's 102.
Which might be soon.
When he's 102.
Could be soon.
Yeah, I'm going to go Chiefs double down. They should take care of business. It's a primetime game. Mahomes don't lose primetime games to Kirk Cousins. That's for damn sure. And also, if to be fair, Kirk Cousins just won his first primetime game in a long time. Now he's 4-10. Congratulations. He's about to become 4-11. So Chiefs double down. I've been riding with them. Haven't not gotten me points all season. So I'm going Chiefs double down. And now... the Monday night football game. I wish it was more exciting, but
don't
it
matter.
Is a desperate Bengals team going up against a young and hungry Commanders team. Trevor, who do you like?
I mean, the Bengals have to win this game. If they go down 0-3 and lose to the Commanders, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
The only thing that would help them is if the Ravens lost and they were both 0-3. That's the only thing that would help.
Yeah, you know, it's all coming together. It's all coming together for Mike Tomlin to get into the playoffs again with some 9-8 record.
Literally, the way we had the fucking division is completely flipped, Trevor. Steelers 4, Browns 3rd, fucking Bengals or Ravens 1-2. It's literally flipped. It's insane. That fucking division is always the toughest in football. I don't care what anybody says.
I'm going to go with Bengals double down.
Yeah. You kind of have to, right? Because you kind of have to believe that, I mean.
Hey, I like what's going on in Washington. I like it, okay?
Hey, they got a good young quarterback. Hey. They got the best young quarterback to come out of last year's draft. Yeah, I said it. He's better than Caleb Williams. I would have taken him. I wish we would have gotten him. But I'm going Bengals double down. I think the Bengals are going to win me some points here because I really need them, to be honest. So I hate to keep saying that, but I sound like a fucking panhandler. Come on, man. Give me some points.
I really need some points.
Trevor, how crazy is it that football's already almost over?
I know, right? It's almost over. I wish we could get him to be in the group.
I don't talk like that.
Come on, buddy. It's almost over. I haven't seen him since Florida State went 0-3 is now 0-3. You know, they're the first top 10 team to ever start 0-3 in NCAA football history.
I mean, it doesn't just, I mean, it's, well, they don't, it's crazy. I don't remember the last time Florida State started 0-3. Like, that's crazy.
No, usually they start like, you know, 3-0, 4-0, and they get high ranked, and then they go start fucking off.
I don't know, man. Something's afoot over there. Mike Norvell might be a phony. We're on phony watch with Mike Norvell, everybody. If they don't win a game this season, does he keep his job? I don't think so.
No way. If he doesn't win a game in the next two games, he might not keep his job.
No way. You think he does that after going 13-0?
I mean, 0-5? And it's not like you've lost to just a lot of really good
teams. Actually, say 0-6. They're on a 6-game losing streak if you count the rape they took against Georgia. Yeah.
Taking a job somewhere else.
I mean, dude, they've lost to Memphis, dog. Anything's on the table. They could lose to anybody.
They lost to fucking Boston College and fucking...
Boston College is not bad.
I'm just saying.
They put up a fight against Missouri, and they've got a legit coach, so...
All right, let's get to the last game here, Will.
That was the last game.
No, it's a doubleheader. It's Jaguars-Bills.
Oh, shit! I didn't see that.
Double.
Oh my God! The commissioner's even fucking surprised. Holy shit!
Which is a must-win team, must-win game for one team.
Oh my God! So we got a doubleheader this week. So Jags, Bills, Trevor. Who do you like in this one?
This is a tough game to pick because the Jaguars. You go two different ways here. The Bills lose. You know, it's not a big deal. They've started out really good. Put together some good games. We're kind of shutting some people up. I'd say they're shutting me up because, you know, I've been on them forever, and now they're going to fucking start doing what they should have been doing, it looks like. But Jaguars, you start 0-3. Ooh, boy, the Texans are 3-0. Yeah, it's not a good deal there. That being said, I think the fucking Buffalo Bills are going to go out and fucking...
Yep.
I think they're going to win, and I'm going to double down on them.
Yeah, I totally can see the Jags going fucking... Oh, for... And you know, Trevor, I wasn't going to, but I am going to. I'm going to double down on the Bills because, fuck it, I need the points. And I hate to keep saying it, but I need some points, okay? So that would be a lot of good points for me, but I'm going to... The Bills are better. I've watched both teams. The Jaguars are not as good.
Oh, yeah.
So, and where is this game, Trevor, just to put my mind at ease?
Yeah, it's in Buffalo.
Oh, dude, yeah, no fucking way. There's just no way. Because the Jaguars don't know how to... I think Doug Peterson could get fired midseason. Because they've lost, eight straight games.
That's why I said, if they lose this game, Doug Peterson's looking around the room, seeing if anybody else is looking at him. Like...
Yeah, man, I think this is a... fascinating game. It's one team that people didn't think were going to be near as good, who actually look really good if you watch them.
Oh, and they got to be, listen, when Tua went out, they got to be over there fucking stroking it. And they saw, you know, the first game that Aaron Rodgers played, they got to be like, we can do something here.
Well, like I said, I mean, it's their division now. Tom Brady basically gave them the division until the Patriots come back. Which technically, if we win this week, we're still in it, okay? And it'd be a good win for us.
Hey, if we win this week and the Bills lose, there'll be a tie in first place.
Oh, that's true. Because we beat the Jets.
Yeah.
Damn, dude, that's pretty good. But anyway, guys, that's gonna be your football picks for the week 3 and week 4 of the NCAA and week 3 of the NFL. Make sure you guys like, share, subscribe to the podcast and to our new Instagram page, Killing Time Productions. Trevor had the podcast today. I'm going to have tomorrow. It's going to be Jared's Thursday takeover. Music's going to be much more chill. And Friday, what day? What's Friday, Trevor? What are we doing Friday?
Friday is... No, Friday's your day. Tomorrow's just football because it's football day.
Oh, that's right. Okay, well, then I'm sorry, everybody.
We'll post about football. We'll put our scores on there maybe. We'll let you know what's going on, big games. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll come up with some stuff, and we'll post stuff about football. And we'll also post some stuff from the game tomorrow, from the Jets and Patriots game. And then Friday I will have the Instagram, and then Saturday and Sunday. Saturday's college, Sunday is the NFL. You guys know the deal. Trevor and I will both be posting on the page. And we'll probably be together. What, are you coming over Saturday for the pod?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What time can you be here?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Well, Levi's supposed to be in town, so I was thinking maybe we can get him on, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see how long he's in town for. But anyway, guys, thank you guys for listening. Trevor, thank you for being on. You're a good sport. I'm going to go put my fucking knee in ice and hope and pray that it's better by tomorrow because I got to work. So Thank you, guys. Thank you to the OSU Agricultural Event Center, whatever it is. I thank you guys for the knowledge. And playing golf is pretty fun. Maybe we can put together a war room golf tournament or something and you know, come up with a prize or whatever. I don't know. I'm into it. But I definitely need to start stretching because I can't keep doing this to myself. King Corn's getting old, everybody. He's getting old. I'm not as spry as I used to be. I used to be able to put my legs behind my head and almost do it. Do you know what? But not quite because, you know. Anyway, thank you guys. thank you guys for listening. Trevor, you're the man. Good job today on the Instagram. We love you. Guys, thank you guys so much. We'll see you on Saturday. Good night.
Good night.